Alex Exum. From the south coast of the Golden State, it's Long Beach's most popular talk show with Alex Exum. And now, your host, Alex Exum.
Just when you thought the news about the COVID-19 vaccines could not get any worse, I have a shocking blog post at alexexum.com that you need to read today. Why am I talking like this? Well, I can tell you why. This is gravely, gravely serious. That's my serious voice. No, seriously. Now you're not going to take me seriously. I have written, within what, a week? At least three or four blog posts about all of the horrible news that is coming out about not only the Pfizer vaccine. As you know, I've written a book, Pfizer's Efficacy Illusion, one of the top-selling books on Amazon in the biotechnology field. That's how popular this subject is. Because everybody who got a vaccine at this point is knowing they were duped, and everyone who didn't is angry because they were yelled at and had their fingers wagged at them since, well, since 2020. Since Pfizer announced they had a vaccine that was 95% effective, but once the actual documents come out, we find out it is less than 1% effective. 0.84% effective when you use absolute risk reduction, not relative risk reduction, which they know is a deceptive number. The gloves are off, folks. The blog post today that you need to read, the only blog post you need to read today, and post on Facebook and post on Twitter. Or is it now X? What? You know, we don't have time for this right now. We really don't. What was Elon thinking? There's a blog post also. I'm not trying to push my blog today, but since we're here, I talked about the worst business decisions ever made. We talked about new Coca-Cola. We talked about the Hoover Vacuum Company and their horrible vacation sweepstakes that they did not only do once and blew it, did it twice and blew it even worse. Then we have the very modern incident of Bud Light selecting Dylan Mulvaney to give him a commemorative can. I was going to say a sponsor, but the whole thing got blown up. They really just made a can in his honor, let's say. Okay, Scud missiled their business. We now have Elon, who I understand people are going to say, well, he's doing it for free speech. Okay, fine. He destroyed a brand. That's all I'm going to say. There's a blog post at alexexum.com. Let me get it for you, where you can read all about the worst business decisions ever made. I'll give you the headline. Here it is. Marketing misfires, the blunders that busted big brands. I hear people now going to their Twitter app and seeing an X there and think they've downloaded Pornhub. Why destroy the brand? The little blue bird was famous. Tweets were famous. You know, I didn't know this. You know why it's called a tweet? Because they were trying to emulate birds. You know how there's a little bird out here outside my window. You can probably hear him sometimes. And he's out here all day. And they're quick little tweets, little quick sentences is how they communicate. I said, oh, I didn't realize that. Finally, it hits Alex Exum. Yeah, I write the number one book in the biomedical field, but I don't know what a tweet is. See how that works? The point is, he destroyed a great brand. Go check out the blog post, Marketing Misfires, Blunders That Busted Big Brands, and you'll see all the big companies that went bust over stupid, idiotic decisions. Now, look, maybe this is a good idea for Elon, right? I mean, he's pretty darn smart. Made a very popular car, I'll give him that. But he seems to not know what he's doing, or he's kind of floundering trying to figure out what Twitter will be. He's now saying he's rolling out financial products and all this. I don't know if it's going to work. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, Elon. I guess you forgot that motto. Anyway, We need to talk about the horrific news that is coming out and something you didn't know. You'll never hear about this anywhere else but alexexum.com because you know I follow this more than anyone else. You need to tweet this blog post out everywhere. Exposing – no, excuse me. That's another one you got. I did a blog post yesterday about the new email that has come out from Fauci that exposes the lies and he was lying to Congress and might go to jail. We'll talk about that in a moment. But you need to tweet this out. You need to put it on Instagram, Facebook, however you talk about it on your podcast, whatever you do. The blog post is Under the Radar, How the CDC Silently Pulled the J&J Vaccine from Distribution. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, you didn't know that? Well, I don't blame you. I didn't know until Sunday I found this out. Listen to this. I'll just start the – just so we're on the right page, we'll just read a little bit from my own blog. Oh, the webs we weave. As we stumble through the twilight of this pandemic, some news seems to slip through the cracks. Barely a whisper on the wind, the CDC has stopped the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Oh, you didn't hear about that? Oh, that didn't come across your desk? Oh, no, you didn't hear about that on CNN or MSNBC or Fox? Oh, no. Listen to this. After conducting an updated analysis, evaluation, and investigation of reported cases, the FDA has determined that the risk of thrombosis and thrombocytopenia syndrome, TTS, I know I didn't say that right, doctors, send your hate mail elsewhere, a symptom of rare and potentially life-threatening blood clots. What have we been talking about? What have I been screaming and shrieking about for at least a year? Blood clots. People getting blood clots from the vaccines. We have embalmers, morticians trying to embalm bodies saying we've got these strange, long, rubbery-like blood clots. We don't know what we can't get the embalming fluid through the damn bodies. And they're pulling out these long, disgusting blood clots from people who were vaccinated. Oh, who died suddenly, by the way. Yeah, you didn't know that. Hold on, I forgot I didn't finish this. TTS, a syndrome of rare and potentially life-threatening blood clots in combination with low levels of blood platelets, with onset of symptoms approximately 1 to 2 weeks following administration of the Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, warrants limiting the authorized use of the vaccine, they wrote. Okay, look, what does that tell you? They're dropping dead, okay? People took the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and were dropping dead. We found out later from the Moderna vaccine, right? No, but here's the problem. You didn't know, did you? Because I didn't know. I immediately called my aunt, who was a nurse for like 25, 30 years. She worked at EL New Haven, was the head nurse, knows her stuff. I said, did you hear about this? She said, no. What do you mean the Johnson? I said, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been pulled because of issues. So I didn't know this. Now, if she doesn't know about it, and I didn't know about it. Trust me. This was like a thief in the night. Go read the blog post. I actually wrote that. Like a thief in the night. I'll just read it to you. This cloak and dagger approach to public health raises more questions than answers. It speaks volumes of the true nature of the situation we're all stuck in. One thing's for certain. The powers that be have a lot of explaining to do. Thieves in the night they are. So look. You didn't know about it. How come CNN, MSNBC, Fox, Newsmax, how come none of these people told you the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was pulled? Oh, by the way, this was in May. The CDC announced this. I have an article from CNN that quietly, with a totally misrepresentative video, they have a video completely disregarding the headline. The headline on CNN, May 15th, 2023, J&J COVID vaccine no longer available in the U.S. And they don't really tell you. I always tell you, you got to look at the bottom of the article. Go read the article. But they say, oh, we're getting rid of the stockpiles, limiting use, no authorization. And then at the bottom it says, oh, yeah, because people are dropping dead, basically. Okay. We found out from the Spike vaccine, That's the other blog post you got to read at alexexum.com, where I talked about the spike vaccine. That is the Moderna one, where we now have leaked documents, the disturbing facts behind the trial and what the clinical trial data really showed. Oh, they didn't tell you this. The report shows that 16 people dropped dead after receiving the vaccine. Guess what they did? Nothing. They didn't do an autopsy. I want you to think of how criminal that is. 16 people dropped dead during the clinical trials. They don't even do an autopsy to see if it was Moderna's vaccine. 15,000 pages that were released after litigation with the FDA that's been going on since 2023. Look, you think the FDA has your best interest at heart? Then why are they fighting in court to not release 15,000 pages of the Moderna trials? Why are they covering for Moderna? Because they all know it's a scam. The whole thing was lies. It's all smoke and mirrors, folks. Every day I post a new blog post that is something damning coming out. I don't even have time to get to it. I'm going to do another show because I have a brief show. I'm doing these shows now because they seem to be more effective. Downloads are going up. Listenership's going up. 15-minute segments in some of these viral headlines, I think, help. But I want you to just look the last few days. July the 30th, exposing the lies, the hidden email that points to a massive cover-up in the highest echelons of public health. That's Fauci's lying sack of 5 foot, 7 inches of feces that he is, saying, oh, in Congress, congressional hearings, oh, no, nothing to do with it. He does. All comes out. He wasn't involved in, I don't have time to read it, it's there, but how he was lying to Rand Paul in congressional hearings, which, by the way, is a crime, federal crime, saying that he had no involvement in any gain-of-function research. He had no benefits, no monetary benefits, no even just, you know, people that he was looking out for. Nope, I have nothing to do with it. Don't have anything to do with China. Don't know anything about that lab. Nope, nothing. It's all coming out. He's a stinking liar. We now find out Moderna and the J&J vaccine has been pulled because of horrible things happening to people. We also find out, so all three are bad. I've already told you about Pfizer, read the book on it. We find out the Moderna one had a clinical trial where 16 people were dropped dead. They didn't do autopsies and covered it all up. So let's do the math. Moderna, people dropped dead from the vaccine. That should probably be pulled. Pfizer, completely ineffective, less than 1% effective. They lied to you, told you it was 95% effective, using smoke and mirrors of relative risk reduction when everyone knows absolute risk reduction is the way that you judge a vaccine or any kind of cure. We now find out Fauci was lying about everything all the time. Anytime he's asked any question about this, about COVID, about vaccines, about gain of function, anything, he lies. He's a stinking sack of feces. I'm telling you, he is one of the worst things that happened to the medical industry in 100 years. You know what? Probably as bad as psychology, because the guy has discredited not only himself, but the FDA, the CDC, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. As far as I'm concerned, he is the poster child for all of the lying, including Albert Bourla, the lying sack of feces at Pfizer, all of them. Including your spineless, worthless physician, doctor, who didn't give you the actual warnings about how dangerous this was and told you, yes, it's safe and effective. We're finding out it's not safe and it's not effective. So they lied to you. Up one side and down the other. The medical industry has lost all credibility. Look, if you want to talk about if people had vaccine hesitancy before, it is at epic proportions now. Nobody will take a vaccine. I don't care what it is. There could be something we may need it for in the future. No one will take it. We'll all drop dead because nobody believes the lies. Okay, Pfizer lied, Moderna lied, and J&J lied, and it was so dangerous it's not even on the market and you didn't even know it. How many people out there got the J&J vaccine, didn't know it was pulled, didn't know it was dangerous, no one's followed up with you, nobody's told you anything. You wonder why you have all sorts of health problems. You think that might have something to do with it? Why haven't they warned the public and made this on every national headlines across every newspaper in case they had a little vaccine left over in some office they didn't accidentally destroy? Huh? Because they don't care. They don't care about your health. It was a scam to get these disgusting, tainted vaccines in your veins and for them to make $1 billion. And you were a sucker and you bought it.
Alex.